Chapter 1. Blue Skies. When your skies are blue again, the battle is won. CM through Eve, March 25, 2020. CM was asking me for a dictation while I was at work, as he wanted to address the population. So, later I went to be at his service. CM in for a message? Good night, Eve. This is CM. Thanks for checking in. Had you ever thought that this moment of unfolding visibility of circumstances we have long been discussing was finally here? You might soon agree that this workout of a perfect plan was worth the time it took to manufacture this custom-made solution, tailored with utmost care to the outcome of a new suit, fitting the good people and suitable to the planet. You will realize that our messages of hope given years earlier have not vanished as empty words, but become manifest in extraordinary ways. I know that many of you had sleepless nights of sorrow and fear, were agonized with the plans of the dark hats they had come to uncover. But yet, none of you has been walking alone, as I have been sitting realized or not a while with you, giving you comfort. Your information network via Q has developed in a really excellent way, so it was quite unnecessary to give you updates as we used to. More and more people started to quit the restless thinking around inside that old and outworn box, going on a higher level and finding the exit there, opening up a sensational view into the quantum field of the universe with its endless numbers of possibilities. Before, you might have considered it impossible to get the big job done to counter the dark figures on the chessboard of the world. But remember that within God's love nothing is ever impossible. We rejoice with you when you lift up your faces to the skies that are of a deep blue for the first time since long, and remember that we once said, when your skies are blue again, the battle is won. Some of you say that this could never have been done without God, and this is true. But I tell you also, it could not have been done without you, the brave people of God's crew who trusted in the Creator and took heart to go even beyond their limits to bring in a new world. Each and every one of you has been an important piece of the puzzle, and now everything becomes fitted together, forming the new image of an incoming future, showing the blessings of divine hands. This is not to be a message of further prediction, as you don't need this anymore. Spoon-feeding has ended long ago. This is to be a message of honor to those who deserve it, to those who have been out there on the battlefields of the world and the internet, having been called names. And the idiots. Or criminal conspiracy theorists. Well, now, the labels are just about to be changed. Be all aware that the steering wheel of this globe is in my loving hands, and times of incredible riches, ethic as well as material, are directly ahead of you to enter. Your work will be furthermore urgently needed, as it's your turn to explain things to those experiencing a sudden and complete takedown of the old paradigm. Joy and peace and love will be the greatest reward to be received, and as well the higher techniques of finally being free to use for all. You presently do not yet dare to imagine the possibilities granted to make this planet a paradise, and humanity the real higher form of universal men and keepers of a precious gift by your Creator. Since you have been QED, more of you became the brilliant minds matching their true being. The tools are all at hand to cure what needs to be cured and to close the circle of life by the pieces that were intentionally withheld by a small and evil group of suppressors. You are now heading for a busy time of cleaning your house and business to match with divine law. By this you earn your dwelling rights as the housekeepers of God. We will meet in the near future, and remember the Creator of this universe is in either way limited, and nothing will hinder me to set my foot again upon this jewel you name Mother Earth. Glory is ahead, straight ahead, and keep this in mind while you travel through the current challenging final days of the old paradigm being taken down. What was intentionally split by the dark hats will be united again. Where we go one, we go all. Time to say goodbye to the old and time to welcome the new. I am standing in your back, my brave ones, and I ask you to visualize the victory and the riches to come as often as you can. Your thoughts have created this new timeline together with what I was having in mind for you, but it's not about creating and letting go again, but creating and keeping it lovingly in best condition and divine order. Many surprises are waiting for you well in a perfectly orchestrated storm which will make your Easter holiday a real holy time. There is no way without God, but many ways at His side. Behold this, for this is to be your carrot that shall keep you going. This one was for Eve, as she loves that comedy named Amazing Jesus. And you should never go without divine humor. You the people have not lost it, my congratulations therefore, and let me tell you that also the higher forces are enjoying plenty of how you jokingly deal with your circumstances, be it jokes about toilet paper or parting dark hats. Your Friday of the Easter week will make you remember the corona of thorns the dark suppressors dared to put upon the head of the Master's Manual as a strong symbol for the dark, and it will be taken from you in a sustainable way, in the process of a real ascension uplifting to come. You might go forth and read some of our older messages, and you will find them matching the storm, so here we are. Blue skies and sparkling diamonds in your night skies prove the presence of the good and divine victory under my command. Salut from CM Madden aka Jorgos Series Hayton, Starship Phoenix and my crew, with divine love, see you soon in CQ.